Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Folks, today we are talking with a school teacher with no real estate experience and a power plant job coordinator with no real estate investor experience. Now lead investors with three apartment complexes, and they've increased their net worth by five times since joining Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm your host, David Rizika, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm with Chad and Lisa Smith. Really excited to hear their story today. We are working on your financial freedom. Guys, I'm so glad you're here today. I just want to start off with if each of you, we'll start with Lisa, tell the audience who you are apart from real estate, apart from lifestyles, where you grew up, education, those kind of things. Whatever you want to tell to introduce yourself.
Well, I got a degree in teaching. I'm pre-K through 8 reading specialist. I'm a mom of two boys. I opened a school and ran that for 12 years, homeschooling children. And I'm married to Chad of 21 years, so.
Awesome.
We grew up in San Antonio.
Oh, please.
I just grew up in San Antonio, and we lived in La Vernia. Now we just moved to Bandera 6 months ago.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. I'm very jealous of that. Chad, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, I went to the School of Hard Knocks, and I've been gainfully employed at the same company for 20 years now.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. Lisa, and I don't know about you, Chad, but Lisa, you were a little bit entrepreneurial in that you were a school teacher for years, and then you decided to start your own school. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir. I worked in public school 15 years, and then we had our first child, and then I opened up a daycare, but I'm not a real, oh, honey, let me help you kind of woman. I'm like, we're doing academics. So I started homeschooling. So my school was La Vernia Low Learners, and I had 12 students, and I did seven different grade levels for 12 years.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And so from public school to private school, running your own school, and during that time, what was retirement for the two of you? What did you have an idea? We'll work till we're 65. We work till we die. Any ideas at all on that?
Oh, well, with myself, the company I work for, we still have a pension. So, I could do eight more years and retire with full benefits and insurance and all that. So. That was my plan.
Okay, and that's kind of more of a rarity today. So you having the pension, and what was the trigger to cause you guys to begin thinking about real estate?
Well, we were looking not so much for us, but for an avenue to, I guess, increase some funds for our boys' college and. So we had reached out to Brian Sifford, who is Lisa's brother, was asking him what he was doing, as far as for his kids, education, where he was putting it. And he brought up lifestyles, and so we went, checked it out, and as you can see, the rest is history. So that's actually what led us to Lifestyles, was looking for a place to for the kids' college funds.
Yeah, and folks that are listening, Brian Sifford is actually one of our two-day instructors. He teaches that financial freedom seminar, does it all around the country, and teaches you everything from A to Z, how to locate, how to negotiate, how to finance and rehab and lease and manage single-family and multifamily properties. And it's kind of interesting that Lisa, that was your brother, and he is doing a great job. And I remember you telling me something, or maybe I saw it when you guys did a case study. All of a sudden, you found out he was quitting his job, and you're like, why are you doing that? And that kind of led to a conversation.
Yeah, so he called me one day and said, hey, Lee, I'm going to quit my job. And I'm like, how are you going to quit your job? Because he's got two kids like we do, and he's, you know, supporting his family. And he said he was going to be a lead investor. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And he told me that that means he's buying the apartment, so he'll get a paycheck from that, you know, his little 5% or whatever, or a 3% management fee. And so I'm like, well, if you could do it, I could do it. So I got my CAM, and before I actually took the plunge, I volunteered with Karen Fisher for like 6 months so I could learn the ropes, because I really loved my school and we were set up. I only worked 4 days a week. I made great money. So I didn't want to give it up if I didn't like the whole apartment industry. But I did very well for Karen.
Hold on just a second, because I really want to drill down a little bit on that, that part with Karen. But before we get to that, tell me, when you guys went to the two-day seminar, you went with, I think, with David Fisher, correct? Were there any big kind of aha moments during that? Any big teachings that you took away from that that said, okay, wow, this is really, we're 100% in?
Well, I knew the math, and the math made sense. So I knew if we liquidated our funds, we could really make this work for our family. But it was just getting Chad on board to do it all.
Well, whenever she says liquidate funds, it was basically sell off Chad's toys.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that, too. That's kind of a big deal. And so you did the two-day class. You joined. And oftentimes, people come on the show, and they have a lot of money. They, you know, maybe they've got a 401k they liquidate. They can have an IRA that they can liquidate. And so I know folks listening say, well, this isn't for me. I don't have a $500,000 sitting on the side. I don't have $1 million sitting on the side that I just need to go invest. How much money did you have? How much money, and where did it come from on your first deal, Lisa, your first passive investment?
Well, we were... I worked for SAISD for years, and so since I was self-employed for 12 years, they sent me the statement saying, hey, your TRS, you need to pull it out or do something with it. That's a teacher retirement income for teachers. And so it was like $25,000, and I'm like, well, let's cash this in, because I knew I needed $25,000 to get my first passive deal.
Right.
And so I cashed it in. Well, then I got $16,000. So I needed to raise like $9,000. So
hold right there, because I want to come back to the other side of the break, and I want you to tell people you did that, because that is very motivational for me. Folks, hang with us. We're talking to a couple, increased their net worth by 5 times through real estate. You want to hear the rest of their story.
I don't know which one bums you out more, of the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
We are talking to Lisa and Chad Smith, increased their net worth 5 times through real estate. I am your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And right before the break, I made a statement, because a lot of times we have folks, I have folks on the radio, or you hear about lifestyles, and it's an individual that maybe had $500,000 in a 401k, and they took that money out and they went and invested, or they had a bunch of money in an IRA, whatever the case may be. And I know some of you listening are thinking, I don't have a $500,000 on the side. I just have a little bit of money. I don't know what I can do. And before the break, Lisa told us how she took $25,000 out of her teacher retirement plan, which netted $16,000. So you got money you can't do anything with. You take it out, you're going to lose $9,000 to do that. So she took the $16,000 and she wanted to invest in a passive deal. I just want to give you a little insight. There are Lifestyles members who are lead investors. They will go out and buy a big apartment complex, maybe more than they can afford by themselves, and they'll raise money from other Lifestyles members. That lead investor does all the work. They get a small override for doing that. And the passive investors, They just provide the money. They're not on the hook for the for the credit. They're just investing in the deal, and they get the returns. They make money in the six different ways we do with multifamily, because you've got that forced appreciation. Lisa and Chad were looking to get into a deal. $25,000 was the minimum. Lisa, you had $16,000 after the government took their cut. By the way, I'm curious, how long did it take you to get that $25,000 in that account?
Not long. We got the check back, and within 2 months,
I mean, how long did it take you to build that amount of
working?
Money in that? Yeah.
Oh, well, I had not worked for public school system for over 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Way back when, yeah.
Yeah. So you got the money out. You got $16,000. That's not $25,000. What'd you do then?
And then I'm like, okay, we need $25,000 in that passively. So I talked to my family and like, y'all want to do this? And they said, sure. So I saved our money, and it was like a 2 month time. I was able to save $9,000 at home, like just from Chad's check and my check. And I was totally amazed because we traveled every weekend. So we didn't travel for that 2 month time, and I saved that much money. So I was like, hey, we could really save money if we try. And so that was a huge light in our lives, like, hello, we could really do this. And so we got the $25,000 and invested it. But it was only a 2 month time period that it took to save that much money at home.
Yeah, that's really amazing how fast, once you realize you've got a why, a big why that you're aiming for, all of a sudden you can find ways to get money together. And I want folks that are listening to hear that, because you need to stop looking for a way out and you need to start looking for a way in. You need to start making a decision to make your money work for you as effectively as possible. And so good job, Lisa and Chad, doing that and not traveling on the weekend and getting together $9,000 quickly. Now, how did that turn out for you, that investment?
Well, we invested the $25,000, and we got the original $25,000 back, and then we made an additional $23,000 on the deal, and which was great for us. We were a passive investor. The first time ever, you know, so we were fine with that. And then we saved the rest of the money by having yard sales and liquidating all Chad's toys to get $100,000 for North Star.
Yeah, wait, we're going to get to that. You just said something that is hilarious. You said 95%, and we were okay with that. No, that's huge. That's amazing. That's ridiculous. Did you do that in the stock market? Did you do that in your IRA? I don't think so. I don't even have to hear the answer for that. No, that is huge, and that's the difference in real estate. So
yeah.
I wanted to really, that's a big deal. And so then you wanted to go out and buy your own apartment community. Now, North Star, you were going to be an IRO on that, or was that you had other investors on that, right?
It was a syndication, yes, sir.
Okay. And so you needed $100,000, and you had your $25,000 plus your other $22,000 from your first passive deal. And you kind of did something. Actually, Chad, would you like to tell about what Lisa did to get that money?
On our weekend excursions, you know, we would take the truck, travel trailer, and the boys. And we would just pick a spot that we haven't been to, and we would go spend the weekend, or I would take off of work for 2 or 3 weeks. And you know, we would go up through the mountains, Arkansas, wherever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
So, and then on the weekends, we would either be at the Deer Lease. And so she just started liquidating. I came home from work one day, because the first thing we were going to sell was going to be the travel trailer, because I still needed transportation and I was going to keep my truck, come home. And she's like, well, honey, I sold the trailer. I'm like, that's great. So they're going to also use your truck to tow it, because I sold it also.
That's awesome.
So,
it is a big truck, right?
Yes, sir. It was a new Cummins. So by her doing that, and you know, I mean, that basically freed up about $70,000 and sold the Polaris. We got off the Deer Lease, sold everything, you know, basically, you know, liquidated everything for the Deer Lease and focused all our efforts on saving money and being a lead.
I know some people are listening and thinking, who cares? That doesn't matter. But I know there's some people that are listening like myself. They're like, wow, you had to have a big why to get rid of that stuff, because that's good stuff. And what was your big why? What was the drive behind that? Why did you want to do that so badly that you guys were willing to, either one of you, that you were willing to to liquidate all those assets?
I think with Brian, he was evidence that this works.
Like, Brian, your brother.
We saw it. We saw it firsthand that they were making it work. And I know I could do things really fast, and so liquidating our items was, it wasn't a problem for me. And it's just stuff. You could buy back stuff and pay cash for it without, you know what I mean? It's just willing to make it happen for your family, to better your family. So it's a right. short time of a year giving up everything to pay cash, and now Chad's got bigger toys, you know, that we're able to just buy.
There's a lot of people within lifestyles, just your everyday person. You know, I mean, look at David and Karen Fisher's story, right? Dale's story. So you see that. You know, you see how they've grown and progressed and what they've done. And if that doesn't motivate you and kick you in the rear, you know, to do something about it, well, then you don't want to do anything about it. And and me personally, you know, seeing that, and but Lisa being able to, I guess, retire, resign, whatever you want to call it, and be able to spend more time at home, be with the boys, you know, not have to go to somewhere, but you can just go with the boys and not have to take 10 other kids.
Chad, pause right there with that thought. We're going to go to a break, and I want to hear the rest of that on the other side.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
I remember a preacher one time, he took over a church. He started giving a sermon, and everybody applauded the sermon, thought it was really good. They congratulated him, but that's really a good sermon. Then the next Sunday, he gave the same sermon again. And they go, yeah, that's a really good sermon. And then the third week, he gave the same sermon again. Finally, the church elders pulled him aside one day and said, hey, do you realize you're giving the same sermon every day? You haven't changed it up in 3 weeks now. And he looks at them and says, yeah, and I'm going to keep giving it until you guys get it. That's the way I feel sometimes. I feel like I've been giving the same sermon for 26 years. And some of you get it, and bless your hearts and souls. Man, I'll tell you. Like last night, I spent some time with people. There's some great, great members of Lifestyles. I love them. And the accomplishments that they've made are incredible.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up. Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey folks, today we are talking to Lisa and Chad Smith. Just before the break, they were telling us how they sold all of Brad's very valuable assets, like a travel trailer, a lot of deer hunting equipment, a big nice truck, and so that they could achieve financial freedom and be able to go back and actually buy that stuff for cash. So I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And Chad, you are really getting into what the big why for you guys, why you are motivated to, because you, I know you mentioned you saw just like normal average people join Lifestyles and they get tremendous financial freedom. People like Del Walmsley and people like David and Karen Fisher. And your big why you were talking about with Lisa, go ahead and finish that thought for us.
Well, yeah, it was just the freedom that Lisa was going to have, you know, with just our boys and none of the other kids. If she wanted to go to the zoo or whatever the case may be on a field trip. And as far as myself, you know, yeah, I guess if it just got to the point where, you know, I got fed up, you know, I could just go in and just say, you know, here's my 2 weeks, you know, I've had enough, you know, and mm-hmm. and so it was just the freedom, you know.
Freedom,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert Hale, one of our multifamily mentors out of San Antonio, who I know you guys know well, is a good friend of mine. He said he had retired himself, but he was still working. He had replaced his income, and he said, it was a lot more fun to go to work when I knew that I didn't have to. And there's great freedom in that. So a good job. Now, before you bought your first deal, one of the things that's unusual about Lifestyles Unlimited is that you have real estate investors who are running their business, and they're doing it successfully. And someone comes along and says, hey, another Lifestyles member, I'm thinking about doing this. Can I shadow you? Can I come and can you open your books and show me what you do and show you how you do that? And I know one of our 2 day presenters, just like Brian Sifford, who's also David Fisher and Karen Fisher, his wife. Lisa, tell us what Karen did for you before you actually bought your first apartment complex.
Well, I had approached Karen, and I'm like, hey, could I shadow you? Could I see what you do? Because my school was everything to me. I had built it up. It was great. And I didn't want to change our whole family if I hated the job. Because, you know, liking your job for the rest of your life is vastly important. So
sure.
I did that. So I actually hired someone to run my school, and I started doing background checks, leasing for Karen, getting units ready, whatever, just helping her out for a time period. And I asked her, because I mean, it's kind of scary to just jump ship, and I'm like, okay, do you think I could really do this? And she's like, girl, you're working for free and doing an awesome job. You know, she's like, you can do this yourself. So I was like, okay. And so it was just building my self-confidence, because it's totally out of my element. I was a school teacher, you know, worked in school, public school, private school, my whole adult life, pretty much. I had done sales, but that was years ago. And so, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I was good at it. And so then I hired someone to run my school when we purchased North Star Apartment. So I still had our school at that time.
Sure.
And then, but I was running the apartment complex.
And so, folks, as you're listening, that is one of the most significant things about Lifestyles Unlimited. You say, why do we actually come up with National Apartment Association Award winners every single year since 2007. And it's just what Lisa is talking about right now. It is that abundance mentality, surrounding yourselves with successful, like-minded people who are willing to say, yeah, come on in. I'll shadow me. I'll show you what we do, how we do it. And you can be part of that. It's learning from success instead of learning from failure and just learning from a book. You do learn from the books. You learn from the classes. But also you learn from other people who are willing to share their time with you to make you successful. And I hear that over and over and over again from Lifestyles members. So you got the education. You also did the other education you needed to do. And then you bought North Star. So tell us about North Star. When you purchased that property, how did you find it? And then what was the condition of the property when you bought it?
Well, it was an off-market deal. Another lead actually sent it to me because she knew I was looking. Marcus and Millichap had sent it to her. And we had contacted Marcus and Millichap, but we were brand new, hadn't bought anything, so they wouldn't even give us the time of day. And so I called them on it, and then I called Tracy Jess as our realtor, and I called her, and she went, and we were first tagged on it, and we got in the door. It had been run like a 1970 property. The rents were $400. Nothing had been done on the property. It was the parents, and they left it to this kid that didn't care about the property. It was cash only. It was a very deep
Stop right there. I hear that over and over again. The parents had the property, and they left it for the kid, and the kid didn't know what they were doing. And talk about that. That's like called an accidental slumlord, because the kid doesn't know what they're doing, and they're just hiding from the tenants and hoping that the problems go away. And seriously, I've heard that like probably 5 times in the last 2 months. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to point that out. And
okay.
And those things are gold, because it's been mom and popped to death. And it's a great what we call a value play, where you're going to buy it, add value to it, make it worth more money. And so go ahead and continue where you were about telling us about the property.
Yeah, so it was overpacked. There were 9 and 10 people per unit. It's only a 24 unit So the parking lot was completely full. It needed a lot of work. Very scary to go there. But that doesn't scare me. So it was a great deal. It was. We've
and that's
done
in San Antonio?
Well. Yes, sir. By North Star, North Star Apartment. Oh.
Okay. And so what was the first thing that happened once you bought that property? Yeah, I mean, was it 100% occupied at that point? Or maybe 300% occupied when you got 9 and 10 people in a one-bedroom or two-bedroom? How many was it?
Yeah.
Were all the units rented?
Yes, they were all rented. It was 24 units, and we bought it May 18th, and then all the leases expired July 31st. So we rehabbed the exterior immediately, painted the whole complex, replaced all the rotted siding. We did some balcony work. It was actually raining inside units and some roof work. And then on July 31st, 18 families moved off the property. So Chad was actually on property at that point.
And so,
yeah, so I mean, I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, so whenever I was there and I was... I don't know. I was just overseeing some contractors that were doing some work on outside, and I see all these people out there. I mean, they're literally helping each other move and load vehicles. And I called Lisa and I said, "Look, I said, I mean, everybody. It's like the it's an exodus. You know, I mean, if anybody knows about exodus, right?
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was. I mean, they were leaving, and now we got all these people leaving. I'm like, now we got to fill them back up." But, you know, Lisa's like, well, it's a blessing, you know, because now we can go in and get our rehab crews in here and get all these rehab, raise the rent, and get people back in them.
Now, why did they all leave?
Because it's illegal to have 9 or 10 people per unit. So I told them that wasn't allowed. And then we were running background checks. They had never had their background run.
Uh-huh.
So... once we put them on our lease, we need to follow the rules.
Sure.
And run background yeah. checks. And so that was the icing on the cake, is they were not going to have their background ran.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just the new sheriff in town, and they knew that they had up until July, you know, to stay there. And
right.
they wrote it right up until the moment they had to move. And they knew all along that they were moving. And,
and so they were
literally
out.
Yeah, they were out, and so yeah, so I was just a little bit worried about having all these people moving.
But Lisa, you're like, that's a blessing in disguise. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I want folks to imagine living next door. You got your wife or your husband. Maybe you got a brand new baby. And there's 10 people living in the unit next door. That is a nightmare. And on the other side, there's another 9 or 10 people. That's horrible. And you guys instantly made life better for 6 apartment renters that stayed. Guys, this is really a gold mine. You want to hear the rest of the gold mine story on the other side of the break? We are with Lisa and Chad in your Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am your host, David Ruzicka. I'm talking to Lisa and Chad Smith, who took a property that had 24 units, and in short order, they had 18 family units move out. Now, each of these family units had 9 to 10 people in it in an apartment that was built for maybe 2 to 4. And so I want you to hear this. I want you to think about this. You're living in an apartment. You've got your wife or your husband, maybe one or two kids, and you're just looking for a better life. And next door, there are 9 or 10 people living in an apartment made for two. And on the other side, same thing. And that's the way it is through all the apartment. You can't find a parking place because it's full up. And so just taking over this apartment and beginning to run it and moving forward and making it a decent place to live, they improved the life of six families that lived in six different units that were left after all the other people left. And so it's not just about the money, it's about the lifestyle, but also our lifestyle, our members, when they do this, when they go in and they improve the quality of an apartment community, they're improving the lives of the people that live in that apartment community as well. And that is significant. And before we continue on, because I know you guys did a big deal, I want you to describe yourselves, Lisa and Chet. Do you guys dress according to like Vogue and GQ? Do you kind of follow the modern fashions? There's a reason I'm going to ask this and you'll understand afterward. But tell us about your style as far as people.
David, I wear boots and a hat. That's
cowboy boots. Cowboy boots and a hat. And
yes, sir.
And Lisa, do you wear? Are you shopping at Vogue and looking at Vogue for your fashion statements most of the time?
No, I shop at thrift stores. I'm very thrifty and I'm cheap and I try and clothes.
I love that. So here's what I want people to hear. If you see this couple, wonderful couple, but they are country people, which I think are the best people. They wear boots. Kids wear boots. They don't look like big city apartment owners. And I say that because some of you are listening, you're thinking, I can't do that. I don't fit the mold. I don't have a slick suit to wear. No, we have people from as diverse of backgrounds as you can imagine building wealth through real estate. I had a guy who spent most of his life halfway around the world in a country that is full of poverty, also an attorney from New York City who was making a whole lot of money, equally successful. And so you need to really understand that this is something that you can do. So with that thought, you bought the property, the people move out. I know, Chad, you're a little bit, oh my goodness, what's happening? But you got a great opportunity because now all of a sudden you can rehab those units. And tell us about the rehab and what happened with that.
Well, we had two contractors coming in because we had so many units to turn, and we had, mm-hmm. I think it was two come in, and they just started going at it, and, you know, me and Lisa talked about it, and we basically have some, you know, that we kind of went in, and literally, I mean, it was still, everything was still 1970s, you know, the light fixtures, it was like I was walking into my grandparents' house.
Right.
And so we did the paint, updated all the fixtures and faucets and put it back on the market. Redid all the flooring. And then there were some.
And we made like latte dogs.
Yeah, there were some, you know, that we did tile backsplash in the kitchen, the bathroom.
Brand new appliances.
Yeah, brand new appliances, you know, just to have like different price points, right? So if you've got,
sure,
you know, a husband, a wife, and a kid coming in, well, you know, they like the tile and the backsplash. You know, they like all the nicer stuff.
Versus the nicer touches.
A single person, if I was single and I was living in an apartment, me personally, I could care less about the tile. So, yeah, I'm just going to take just your updated unit. You know, so that's what we did.
You know? We've rehabbed it for the different markets, the different clientele.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened to your total rents and your NOI on that?
Well, so the rents were $500, and then they went to $999 or $1099.
Wow, that's huge.
So we made money
too fast.
Yeah, so my investors were quite happy. They were very ecstatic. And at 14 months, I was able to start the refi process out of ownership. We started doing quarterly distributions at 9 months of ownership. And then at 14 months, we refied when COVID hit. And it was 18 when we finally got it done, and I was able to return 100% of their money.
So they have 100% of their money returned to them. They still own the property. And what kind of cash return were you paying them at that point?
We're doing 7 to 8% return quarterly right now.
7 to 8%. So that's like you go out and you buy a share of Exxon stock, which pays a dividend. I don't know what it is right now. I mean, you've lost money over the last couple of years on the stock. But so you buy a share of Exxon stock, then you take the money out that you put in for the stock, and it's still paying you that dividend. That's called an infinite rate of return because you've taken out everything that you invested in the deal. That's tremendous. And so your investors love you, right?
Yes, sir. They do.
Yeah. And so are you continuing to hold that property? What are your future plans for that property?
Yeah, that property is actually on the market right now. And then we're having people tour it right now, trying to just liquidate that to move on to a bigger property.
Yeah. And I'm curious because I noticed you bought a 24 unit and then a 24 unit and then a 124 unit. Was the 24 on purpose or did that just happen naturally?
No, that just happened naturally.
And why go from 24 to 124? Because that sounds, I know people are listening thinking that sounds scary.
Well, I'm able to do a lot, and I was able, because I run the two 24 units, and then I took a job running the 33 unit as a property manager just because I was totally done with all my stuff. So, and on 124 doors, it's not much different. I do have a staff that helps me and works on property. But when we purchased the 124 doors, they all got COVID. So I actually ran it like 10 days by myself. And it was just gratifying to know, hey, I could do this. And then I was running the other three little properties, and they were coming there to do leases. So I was able to micromanage all of it. It was great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the thrill of it. This is the first time in my life, like, I feel actually accomplished in my job. Like, I'm not like, okay, I'm bored. Let's do something else.
Right. That's good. That is so.
You've got the residents also, you know, on all the properties that we run, you know, that they see what we're doing and what we're going to do and the finished product or whatever the case may be. And then they'll stop you. They'll stop our manager and say, hey, you know, it looks good. You know, I'm glad that y'all have done this. You know, keep up the good work. I mean, that's another big thing is
it's just gratifying.
Yeah, you're just helping somebody else out. You know, giving them a nice place to call home and actually wanting them to take pride in it and make it their home. So
powerful. That's a powerful testimony and great thing to do. And you're making money while you do it. Now, tell us about your boys. Are your boys interested in real estate?
Yes, sir. They're invested passively in all of our deals. We invested for them like $2,500. So I'm selling one of them right now, and my littlest one was watching me do the math, and he's like, so it's just subtraction, but it's millions. And I'm like, yep, that's all, to see what he would walk with, you know. And he's like, okay, you can't take that price. I got to walk with $10,000 or $12,000. He only put $2,500 in the deal. You know, but he's like, I need, you know, so he wants to make money. And when they talk about it, like they go to the expo and they stand at we get an awards table, but they stand there and they tell everyone our story. We do deep value plays, and we refi, retire money. And so they know it all. They're very involved in what we do. And so when you talk about their future, they're going to be like, well, I'm going to be an apartment owner and then a vet on the side or a cattleman on the side. But their main goal is just apartment owner. They look at their job as just something, some elective they're going to do in their free time.
Something they're going to enjoy doing for fun rather than this is what I've got to do to get a paycheck and earn my living.
Yeah.
That is
so
powerful.
They definitely see the benefits of real estate. They know And they're like, okay, well, we're just going to roll our money from this deal into your next deal so they can put $10,000 or $12,000 in the next deal, you know. So they're really, I mean, they're entrepreneurs already. And everyone, like my passes, because at Expo, I don't get to talk to everyone. I'm talking nonstop, but the children talk to people. And they're like, I talked to Kaden, I talked to Lawson, he shared your story, you know. Kudos for your boys. But they just tell you, plain out, this is what we're doing, and, you know.
Great job for those boys. And the benefit of that is they'll never have to rely on a corporation or a company for a paycheck. They'll truly have financial freedom because you've taught them how to be self-sufficient. And I shouldn't say self-sufficient, because it's not just yourself. You're with a group of people, successful, like-minded people who are doing that investing. And in closing, you were awarded. Tell me the award you got from the San Antonio Apartment Association. And we have like 20 seconds.
It was North Star Apartments. We just didn't have any occupancy. As soon as those 18 people moved out and people moved in, they stayed because we took so great care of them. We just got awarded Best Apartment Owner for year 2021.
Yeah. Folks, you've heard a great story. These folks have increased their net worth by 5 times. They were number one in San Antonio for their apartment complex last year. That's the kind of people Lifestyles produces every single year. I want to encourage you, check out lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to one of the free workshops. We are working on your financial freedom. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.